Okay, Damian Lillard reintroduced to Portland in about 12 minutes.
Or so they say.
Live.
At a press conference.
They always make us wait.
Yeah, started on time.
Nobody can ever be. Yeah, that's a great. Why do they never start on time?
It's like movies. If the movie starts at 7, start the effing movie at 7.
Exactly.
If you tell me the press conference is at 6:05, start it at 6:05. Or tell me that it's 6:15.
Correct.
And then, you know. Just
well, my.
Level with me.
That was Mike Leach after someone was late to his conference call.
That's true. And then he wouldn't tell him what was said.
Sorry, did you mention the update on any of the starters?
Oh, well, my. Isn't this interesting?
Mike Leach was a peach. Rest in peace, the pirate.
President Donald Trump, also a peach.
Oh, man.
Is threatening to hold up a new stadium deal for Washington's NFL team.
Remember a time when a political party might get upset at a president holding a private company hostage.
But, I'm really rich.
You know.
He would like them to restore the old name of the Redskins.
And the Cleveland Indians, who and the Indians have already told them to go pound sand.
Yeah, but they don't really have, he's leveraging
yes.
the stadium deal
yes.
in Washington,
yes.
which actually is a problem for the Washington football team, the
yeah.
commies as we know them,
yeah.
commanders. The Guardians, they're like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, go
we
away.
We don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is there anyone on earth that wants the Redskins
yeah,
name back?
Yeah, Donald Trump and a lot of angry white people.
Besides him, though? Like, I don't even think angry white people cared.
Can we just... You're going to get me wound up here. This has nothing to do
Ooh,
with the
I
Redskins,
like winding you
and up. It has nothing to do with the football. This is what they do.
It's called baseball in particular.
And why haven't we figured this out by now? And we still fall for it. Anytime there's something in the news that he doesn't like, and I don't know if you've paid attention lately,
what happened?
But there's something in the news that
Wait.
He doesn't like.
What?
I don't know. Something about an airplane and an old guy.
Oh.
And even his own party was like, well, I don't like this.
Well, I thought that was Obama and Hillary.
So this is my point. This is what they do. When something comes along that he doesn't like, he just floods the news with the most ridiculous crap known to man, and it works. It absolutely works. You're like, hey, you don't want someone to talk about something. Here's like 9 crazy ass things that I'm going to throw, and I'm just going to throw it all out there. By the way, one of his political advisors even said years ago that this is their strategy. When there's something you don't want, you just flood the zone because you can only pay attention, and we have such short attention spans that before you know it, you're only talking about this dumb crap. Like, who cares what the stupid football team in Washington's named?
Can I share a tweet that I saw with you guys earlier today about this? It was someone saying, the president should not be telling Washington to change their name. Our country has far bigger problems. Focus on them and not this nonsense. Do you know who said that?
I'm guessing he did.
Donald Trump,
yes.
October 8th, 2013.
This is what it is. It's just, you flood the zone and all of a sudden people are talking about it. So I am going to state for the I don't care. Name them whatever the F you want. I don't care.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
I just, it's just exhausting to me. I'm tired.
I'm the strongest farmer guy that there's ever been.
That's his whole goal, though, is to
yes.
wear you out.
And it works.
Oh, it
the
works.
Windmills are driving the whales crazy.
So, it works on me, too, man.
I'm sure there's a bunch of people in the NFL right now, a bunch of Washington fans that are excited about painting their faces red and putting the headdress back on.
Yeah. I can't even watch the news anymore.
Again, state it. If Native Americans are fine with it, cool. If let all the Native Americans vote, and if the majority of them are like, hey, we love this and it honors us, by all means. But as a middle-aged white guy with a bald head and a big beard, I don't get to tell the Indians and the Native Americans and anything else what they should or
These
shouldn't be offended
by. These people are crazy.
By.
There's something wrong with them.
I just wonder if he can hold up that stadium deal.
I don't know. If he does,
I mean, he is the president.
If he does, that is beyond ridiculous. That you're basically telling a team, do what I want, otherwise F you. That's just ridiculous. Over something that was problematic for a number of years.
I'd have to find it again, but there was something that says, no, he really can't stop that from happening, but he can make life very difficult if he
sure.
wants to, and there's a handful of ways to do that.
Well, and like I get, I mean, like Florida State has an agreement. The Seminole tribe loves that. That is something that they do. The Indians, you can debate the Indians' name. We know that the Indian mascot was super problematic.
Yeah, the caricature.
I mean, my God. And then, you know, the term redskin, that's just uncomfortable. Yeah, and I go back to, would you want the San Francisco Yellowskins? It's a weird, weird thing to have. Or you had the New York Blackskins. It's just, it's strange. And this idea of, oh, well, you know, we're not gonna like be woke and, you know, this is the way we've always done it. Well, how far do you want to go back? Do you want to go back into the 1800s? Because if you keep going back far enough, we did a lot of stuff that maybe it's a good thing that we grew and evolved and moved past it. But now suddenly we're trying to yank it back for no reason.
Yeah, it's weird. All right. Well, I'll go back to not caring. Back to watching my Royals.
I love Tesla.
You have problems with the Royals now?
Listening to 105.1. Yeah, we called up Rich Hill.
Oh.
Do you know how old Rich Hill is? He's 45.
Set a new record, too. It's like his 14th or 15th major league team.
God.
The Mets just signed someone that the Yankees DFA'd after two games. But apparently the Mets had at the start of the year.
And you want Rich Hill? We'll trade him to you.
We need bullpen help.
God. Rich Hill always looks housed when he's pitching, too. You ever see those big bags under his eyes?
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Royals, I think that's the WNBA said no to that.
What?
Remember, the Zoom Info guy.
Yeah,
was going to buy a WNBA team. And supposedly one of the hangups is he wanted to name it the Rip City Royals.
Right.
Or Royalty, Royals. And the WNBA said no, said the Royals or Royalty was problematic. they didn't like it. So
is there now a movement to change the Royals name?
Bastards in Kansas City going with Royals.
Look, we have bigger problems than our nickname, okay?
Yeah. Talent, money, revenue.
Namely, bats.
Well, again, trade us Salvi Perez. I don't want Rich Hill.
I'd listen.
I want your catcher.
Do you guys have any good hitters? Young hitters?
Not really, but you can have the ones we have because none of them hit. They're supposed to be good, but they're not.
Who's that guy last year that you had at third base, young player?
Vientos.
Yeah.
Jesse Winker.
We'll trade you Vientos for Salvi.
Vientos was really good last year. I'm not certain you've seen what he's been doing this year.
Oh, I haven't.
Yeah.
Is he bad?
Well, he's been hurt, and it's not great. Like, last year was supposed to be the breakout year, and it's like, oh, man, he's going to, you know. You ever have one of those, like, where you're like, damn, this guy's the limit?
A breakout year? No.
And then you're like,
oh, he's hitting 221.
Yeah.
Never mind that move.
Yeah.
We'll take Senga back for him.
Nah, he's my guy.
Actually, we need offense.
How do you feel about old Beatty? You want him?
No, he's a bust.
Yes, you can have him.
He sucks.
I'll trade you him for Rich Hill right now. Let's go.
Who's your best prospects?
Well, they're up right now. One is the Acuna's brother.
Oh, he's interesting.
Yeah. And he's been... All right.
I want Jet Williams. That's who I want.
No, you can't have Jet.
All right. Coming up next, you are going to hear Damian Lillard's return to Portland press conference live on The Fan.